Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show and a relatively new company to the uranium space. The company is Standard Uranium, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol STND and on the OTCQB under the symbol STTDF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, John Bay. Now, as I mentioned, the company is relatively new in the uranium space, just went public or completed their listing back in about the middle of last year, 2020. The company's project, the Davidson River property, is in a well-known area in Canada, the Athabasca Basin, well-known for a lot of good uranium projects. The Davidson River project is close to the NexGen project, close to fission uranium. There's also Cameco that's operating in the area. John, let me just ask you, in terms of this Davidson River property, you're in a great jurisdiction. How did you guys manage to acquire this project?
A question I get a lot. And first of all, thanks, guys, for having me on the show today and letting your listeners learn a bit about Standard Uranium. So how did we get this project? So very interesting. So you go back in time to about 2012, when everyone thought that the uranium would only be found on the eastern side of the basin of the Athabasca Basin or up north near Uranium City. And there wasn't a lot of exploration going on in the southwest corner until a geologist by the name of Garrett Ainsworth made a radioactive boulder discovery. At the time, he was the VP of exploration for a company called Alpha, which was soon taken over by Fission Uranium, and that led to Fission's Triple R project. Now, fast forward, Garrett left Fission and went and joined NexGen. He worked with NexGen for many years as their VP of exploration. But how did we get it? Well, when that radioactive boulder discovery happened, it led to a staking rush in that southwest corner. And a geologist by the name of Jody DeRouge staked that project. And at the time, he was also a director and soon to be president of Fission Uranium. So he offered it to Fission, but since they had their Triple R, they passed on it. Fast forward a few more years, Jody left Fission, and Fission wanted that project back. So they sued him. So the Davidson River project was actually tied up in court for 3+ years while all the exploration and discoveries were happening in the southwest corner. So Fission was advancing their project. NexGen made their Arrow discovery. The Spitfire project was found by PurePoint, and the Davidson River sat untouched until we got a hold of it in late 2017. And we started our exploration program, and we can talk a bit more about that. So, yeah, it's very interesting. All those projects all around it were being discovered and explored, and this project couldn't be touched.
Okay, let's talk about some of the work that the company has already completed here. As I said, still relatively new to the market, still under a year as a public company, but you have already completed a fair bit of drilling on the site. Take us through some of the work that's been done in under a year now.
Sure. So if you go back in time, when we took that project over, our geologist had a theory that the uranium that was found on the eastern side of the Clearwater Domain, which is where Fission and NexGen are, that same uranium could be found on the western side. So the Clearwater Domain is actually an intrusion that breaks apart that region, and it led to fluids and heat and uranium being deposited on the eastern side, but we didn't know if there was anything on the western side. So the first thing we had to do was look for conductors, because if you're going to make a uranium discovery, it's going to be in graphitic or sulfidic conductors. So we started with geophysics in 2018 and 2019. We did a VTEM survey, a ZTEM survey, and lo and behold, 26 conductors ran right through our project, and 4 of them were major conductors. So on top of that, we raised some money, went public, and we started our first drill program. We started drilling in the summer last year. We drilled 5,600 meters. That was about 13 holes. And we came back this winter and drilled another 7 holes. And that's where we are today.
Now, in terms of results, what have you seen? What results are you still expecting from this program? Because I realize not a whole lot of these results have been released.
Yeah, so the summer results have been released and the winter runs are at the lab right now. We expect getting the assay results back in mid-May. So what we wanted to do, first of all, was prove out that the rocks that we're looking at are actually the same rocks that are over at the Arrow and the NexGen Arrow or Fission's Triple R project. We want to make sure that it's the same conductor, the same formations, and that there's actually structure and alteration and breaks and separations and those kind of things. That's what's going to lead us to a uranium discovery. So lo and behold, would be that summer drill program, and the rocks we're seeing are identical. And when I say identical, it's not just me as the CEO saying that. We've actually built our team around geologists that have made discoveries in this region and actually worked with NexGen. So we talk about my team, we can get into that, and I can explain their backgrounds and why that's so important for us.
We will, but let's first get into what work you guys have planned coming up for summer. You're going to get back the assays from the winter program. Obviously, that will help to vector in a bit more on some of the targets, but what are the plans to get back on the ground here with drills?
Perfect. So when we're doing the winter drill program, you know, every time that core comes into our core set, our geos analyze it and geotech it, and we've got a pretty good idea of what we're looking at, that we're able to identify the types of structures we wanted to see, the graphites. We're looking at stacked shear zones, those kinds of things, which are really important. Based on that early interpretation of that core, we've decided to quadruple our summer program. So we're going to do 10,000 meters, which was originally only 2,500 meters were planned. So we're going to hit this Davidson River project really hard this summer.
Now, when it comes to these targets, the presentation does outline these four major conductors or trends that you are looking at. Slide 11 is a good one for that. I will post a link to the company's presentation below this interview. Take us through these four major corridors, please.
Sure. So the first major one is called our warrior corridor, our warrior trend. That is where we put 19 of our first 20 holes. We're going to be adding another probably 6 to 8 holes on that corridor. Then to our northeast, we have our sink corridor. And that's where we put our first hole into that this winter. Ideally, we wanted to put 2 or 3 holes in it, but the weather's changed on us and got really warm and the roads got muddy, so we couldn't continue there. So we're going to hit the Saint Corridor right away in the summer, probably going to put 6 to 8 holes over there. And then we're actually going to step out to the southwest and we're going to go into our Bronco and Thunderbird trend, probably putting at least 3 to 5 holes on each of those, probably some fencing to get a look at those conductors.
So I guess in summary, for the drilling that has been done and the drilling that is planned, it's all about making a discovery, right? You want to get these drills on there. You want to show that there is potential here for another large deposit, and that's where shareholders can get the most torque in terms of the share price.
Exactly. So we are a discovery-driven team. We built this team around the Davidson River Project and guys who've made discoveries in this region, and shareholder value is made by discovery. So our goal is to continue to drill and make a major discovery. And this is going to be a basement-hosted discovery, similar to what you see like with the next-gen era with the Triple R. It's not like on the eastern side where it's buried under sandstone. This will be basement-hosted, which is key.
Okay. Let's talk about the team then. You already mentioned that you do have a lot of next-gen, especially the exploration team that has come over to your team. That, to me, seems like it would provide a nice synergy. This team knows the area very well. They know what to look for because they have made past pretty significant discoveries. How important is it to have them on board at Standard Uranium?
It is crucial. And I mentioned we built this company around the project and around this team. So shortly after getting this team started, I brought on Neil McCallum, who was our VP of Exploration. Neil's worked 15 plus years in the Southwest Athabasca Basin with DeRouge Geological. We also use a lot of the DeRouge Geological team, who've also been working in this basin region for a long, long time. But more specifically, we added Garrett Ainsworth the day after he left NextGen, where he was the VP of Exploration. He came on as an independent board member. And then we've added Galen McNamara, also from NextGen, where he worked closely with Garrett on the exploration team. Galen is an independent consultant with us. And then we've also added Sean Hilliker last summer. Sean is now our project geologist leading the drill programs at site. Sean just completed 5 years of doing work with NextGen and completing his master's degree on the Arrow project. So these guys know the Arrow. They know the rocks in this region. They know how to make discoveries, and having them on our team is crucial. I mean, we pull that drill core out of the ground and they can look at it and identify exactly how that compares to the ground and the rocks we're looking at the Arrow deposit. It's remarkable to have that kind of talent on our team. It's second to none.
John, can you give us a little background on yourself, your history in the resource sector as well?
Sure. So I got into this space probably about 15 years ago. I came out of an educational background. I got into the capital market side, working in the tech side. Then I quickly got into mining. I worked with a group called the Hamilton Resource Group for about 3 years, working in the gold, silver, copper, lead, zinc area, diamonds, and oil and gas. And then I started my own firm in 2010 called Steel Roads Communications, which was an IR firm catering to resource companies. That soon led to me starting a secondary company called Steel Rose Capital, which was more advisory and the capital raising in that space. And then I've been working with a number of companies over the years in that space, but I started Standard Uranium in 2017 as a founder and president, CEO, and chairman. And I've built this team, hiring every single person on the squad. So it's been a real passion of mine to build this, really thinking of where the uranium space was going from 4 years ago.
You must be excited about this year's program too, hey? Having a big drill program and a little bit of results on the back end of that to go out there and try to make a discovery on this project.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's when I go up to the exploration site and I see our geologists and they're pulling core to the ground, it's like kids on Christmas morning every time that core comes in. So when we tell our geologists, look, the things are going extremely well and we're able to go raise more money and put more money into the ground and expand our drill program, it's super exciting. It's really great to see where the uranium industry has come in the last year. I mean, a lot of our peers, and including us, share prices have continued to move up, and investor sentiment is really rallying around clean energy and nuclear and uranium. So the next number of years looks like a great bull market for uranium, and we're really happy that we've got a really strong shareholder base that's been supporting us and pushing us to continue to explore more and put more drills in the ground.
Yeah, there's a lot more interest in these uranium companies, and it's been nice to see the money following that interest as well. Let's take care of a couple other company fundamentals here. Share structure, outstanding shares, just under 93 million, 130 million on a fully diluted basis. Can you share some of your larger or strategic shareholders as well, please?
I can. So let's start off with, you mentioned the capital structure there, which is quite a good structure for our company, 93 million out. We do have, warrants. The next warrants that come into play are 25-cent warrants. We've got about 11 million of those and 18 million warrants at 30 cents. Some of the major shareholders that we're quite proud to have on board are uranium-specific funds. So when these shareholders came on board, when we were private too, so the first one was an individual by the name of Mike Alkin. He runs a company called Sachem Cove out of New York. Probably, I would say, the number one uranium fund globally right now. He's been following our story since 2018 and invested in our 2018 raise and then 2019 as well. And then we also brought in Marcelo Lopez from L2 Capital out of Australia and Brazil. He came in 2019 as well. And we also added Tribeca, Guy Keller out of Australia, and Azarius Capital out of Pennsylvania. So it's great that a company of our size, sub 25 million market cap, we've got these specific uranium funds already investing with us and seeing the potential of what we have here.
So, John, when it comes to cash in the bank and the general budget for the program this summer, where does the company stand on both of those?
Good. So we have got just over $3.5 million in cash in the bank right now. We're looking at a budget for this summer, somewhere between $3 and $3.5 million for our summer drill program. So that's sort of a pretty good snapshot of where we are and where we think we're headed. We're fully funded to continue drilling the whole summer if we choose to. But as you imagine, seeing how exciting it is and where our drill program is going, we're getting lots of people asking us if we'll take more money. So we're always in, as an exploration company, you're always looking at your options and looking at what's available and what the right terms are.
Absolutely. Let's wrap it up here, John, with just a quick comment on news flow, what investors can expect, and again, relate that back to the general strategy here of making a discovery in a well-known uranium district.
Sure. So we just finished up our winter drill program. We had a ton of news flow over the winter, and now we're in a period between our next drill program, which will have the drills turning again in mid-June. So over the next few months, I'll be doing a lot of marketing, a lot of Zoom conferences, a lot of talk shows, a lot of questions with investors, and of course, using some great marketing vendors to share our story as well. So you can expect that. As we get into drill season, that is getting into June, there'll be tons of news flow. We're going to be up at the drill site, and you'll see a lot of the two-minute videos that our geologist Sean Hilliker and myself like to put out, sort of giving our investors an update of what's happening every other day at site. So you can watch for those. And if you haven't seen those, I encourage you to go to our YouTube or our Twitter or to our website and have a look at some of those videos. They're fantastic.
Yeah, that media section on your website does have a lot of videos that can help people understand a little bit more as to what the overall strategy is here and a little bit more background on the project. John, I appreciate your time. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything going on at Standard Uranium, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Also, please email me with your thoughts on this company. I'm always curious to hear what all of you, our listeners, are thinking of these companies that I'm bringing onto the show. John, thank you for your time. We'll follow up on the back of some news, so we'll be in touch.
Hey, thanks, guys. Really appreciate you taking the time to hear my story and the story of Standard Uranium.